Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Podcast Network Asia.
You're listening to the Unique Life Podcast, and we are powered by Podcast Network Asia and Podmetrics.
This is Unboxing Your Inner Self. Hey, this is Jay Solo, and welcome to The Unique Life, where we unbox life and the wonders of your unique personality. We are going to unbox something that is close to your heart. In fact, this person is so close to you that sometimes you're not aware of this person anymore. You either like him, like her, or you hate him, hate her subconsciously. And yes, I'm talking about you. We're going to unbox your inner self. We grow up with a sense of ourselves, and these are the three: your self-esteem, your self-confidence, and your self-concept. The problem is not out there. The problem is within us. The solution is not out there. It is also within us. Solve yourself, and you will solve many of your life's problems. In fact, if you understand yourself, nabuo mo na yung 50% of the puzzle. Because if you don't know yourself, you will continue wondering why I do what I do. Why do I get into certain addictions? Why do I get easily depressed? Why do I become happy in moments like this and immediately become sad in these moments? So it will be an awareness, growing session that we will be having today. For me, personally, it took quite a while for me to understand why I do what I do. Yes, Unique Disc helped me a lot, but there are some inner demons that I need to face. Why am I so focused on proving myself to others? Why do I want to be successful just to let others know that, hey, you are wrong and I am right all along? I remember hearing this. When you become successful, it's not really about proving people wrong. It is about proving those who believed in you that they were right all along. Here are the three. Self-esteem. Self-esteem is your emotional opinion of yourself. It is how you feel about yourself as a person. Do you like being with yourself? And don't say, yes, I love myself. There are millions of people who hate themselves. That's why they're depressed. I mean, if you like being with yourself, then why would you be depressed? And in more tragic situations, people commit suicide because they abhor being with themselves. So self-esteem, a healthy self-esteem, an emotional opinion of yourself. How you feel about yourself is going to make you happy or it's going to make you sad, depending on how your relationship with yourself has developed over the years. Is it positive or is it negative? Are you being too hard on yourself? Because your parents were hard on you, because other people were hard on you. So now you see yourself as someone who needs to achieve and prove yourself to others. Or maybe you have a positive self-esteem or opinion of yourself. Your emotions, you were nurtured by parents who accepted you for who you are, who treated you with respect, who lend a helping hand when you're falling. Now that they treated you that way, you treat yourself positively the way your parents treated you. Emotional opinion of yourself. The second is self-confidence. It refers to how well you expect to do in a new activity. It is an action predictor. So confident people, they know they can count on themselves even more than they can count on anyone else. Confidence now is more of your ability, meaning how good you are in what you do. So for example, you have been driving for 20 years, you are so confident. I have some relatives abroad when they're in the Philippines. They're really worried. They can't drive. They won't drive. They're scared. Scared to death. Dahil pag dumadating yung mga kotse, parang feeling nila lahat aksidente. Sa atin, it's so normal. And I remember when I was in Vietnam many years ago, first time I was there, I was shocked. There were so many motorcycles. And the driver, he was driving as if there were no motorcycles in front of us. I mean, literally hundreds of motorcycles in the street. And what was Vietnam years ago is now what's happening in the Philippines. There are so many motorcycles. And yet, almost 10 years ago, mas madami pa din yung motorcycle in the streets sa Vietnam. So just imagine kung gaano kadami na ngayon. But the driver was so confident because he's used to in that situation. There are some who you feel in a given situation, they are so good. Because they're so confident because they know already what they are doing. So if you are in a new situation, you are less confident because confidence is about your abilities. The better you become, the more confident you will be. The better you become in your work, the more confident you will be in your work. The less you perform, the less confidence you will have. So confidence, again, is about your abilities and your performance. And the third is self-concept. It refers to your idea about who and what you are. Now, if I ask you right now, who are you? And don't say, hey, I'm Juan de la Cruz and I work for this company and I have achieved this and I have achieved that. I'm not talking about those things. I'm talking about who you are, your identity, your self-concept, your idea about yourself and what you are. Think about it for a moment. What are you? Who are you? Nasabihan na ba kayo ng ganyan? Yung dinuduro ka abang mga telenovela. Sino ka ba? Or sa basketball, yung trash talking. I saw a video clip of Luka Doncic and he was taunting this guy. Who are you? But who really are you? People with low self-concept are devastated when they lose their external proofs. So for example, in one session of ultra-successful financial advisors, the best of the best, actually they're managers. They're the best of the best. I told them, who are you if you lose everything? Would you still be you? Or is your identity attached with your possessions? And in sales, there are many situations wherein they would ask you, ito prevalent to sa mga, let's say, networking. They would ask you to buy a car and many can't afford it. If you can afford it, then it's good. But if not, now that car becomes your gravity of attention. Or center of attention na lang. Sige, naghahanap kasi ako ng word na medyo, kumbaga, neutral eh. Yung parang negative na pwede rin maging positive. And you see, pag nandiyan yung identity natin, yung self-concept mo, it will be destroyed if that is gone. And that happened to me. When I lost everything, my self-concept was destroyed because I am my business. That is me. I was Jason Lo, the entrepreneur, the person who will prove everyone that you are wrong and I am right. That all along, you know that saying, the best revenge is success. And that was what I was before. But then when I lost everything, I found a deeper purpose. And my self-concept was damaged only to be destroyed, but to be rebuilt from the ground up. And now that concept of I want to prove myself to others, I don't really care anymore because I only want to prove myself to one person only, and that is me. And I know that God loves me, and that's my self-concept. And God loves you too. No matter what you do, no matter who you are, you can always have a fresh start. So now, how do you build strong selves or selves? In self-esteem, you ask yourself what I like and appreciate about myself. What do you appreciate about yourself? Self-esteem. I appreciate that I am kind-hearted, that I give to the poor, or you appreciate that you're a friend who can be trusted, that no matter what, you will do the right thing, or you appreciate yourself because you know that you are a man or woman of your word. So that's
if you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Self-esteem. Again, going back to the definition, it's your emotional opinion of yourself, how you feel about yourself as a person. So to build that, what do I like and appreciate about myself? And then for self-confidence, what are my reliable strengths? What are your reliable strengths? You may be analytical and you're good with numbers, good with data, good with charts, or you may be trustworthy. Whatever you say, you will do it. You're committed, or maybe you're an excellent communicator in a given situation where there's people, your company needs to make a presentation or they need a host. That's you. That's your strength. Or maybe your strength is in crisis management or in conflict management. So what are your strengths? Well, some, you're confident that you know your strengths, but some would continuously ask and wonder, what are my strengths? That's actually my wife. My wife would ask me, Jace, ano ba yung strengths ko? Sabi ko, madami. I am not, there's no pun intended. Ay, nako, madami. Wala ka masabi, kaya sinasabi mo madami. Hindi, madami nga, kaya wala ko masabi. And then she will probe me, and then I will enumerate, these are your strengths, you're a fast learner, you're good in service, this and that. If you can't answer it for yourself, ask someone, your spouse or your best friend or your enemy, so that they'll give you constructive feedback. By the way, we don't like the word enemy here. Maybe someone who doesn't like you. And then finally, your self-concept. Say this, I am blank. Think about it. I am this. I am that. I am. What adjective will you use in order for you to describe who you are? It may take time. Maybe you need to sleep on it, digest it, think, probe, and then you'll find an aha moment. Aha, I've never seen myself in this light before. I've never imagined that this is how all along I see myself. These are actually deep questions. I mean, have you ever asked yourself what I like and appreciate about me? And have you ever defined yourself as I am this or that? I'll leave it to you. But don't forget about this episode after you listen to it. Go back and again, think things through a week, a month, until you're able to form your self-esteem, your self-confidence, and your self-concept to be consciously aware of how you feel about yourself, what are your abilities, and how you see yourself, your idea about who you are and what you are. Now, the most resilient people in rough situations, they are a balance between self-esteem and self-criticism. You have a positive image of yourself. You see yourself in a positive light, but you also know that there's room for improvement. And it's a blend of self-confidence and self-doubt. Kasi pag overconfident ka naman, you're so confident in your abilities, then there's no room for growth anymore. Or you can be overconfident only to fail because you discovered you can't do the task on hand. And then a positive self-concept, open to accept the existence of flaws and weaknesses. So again, if you listened to our episode last week about flexibility, it also mixes with this concept of self, meaning it's the balance that thriving, successful people, they are in a state of paradox. Ano yung kabaligtaran nito? Ina-apply nila parehas para they can be balanced person. And they can have that healthy level of self-esteem, self-confidence, and self-concept. But whatever it is, I want to end by saying, for me, those concepts are important. And I'm not going to force this on you. But for me, Christ esteem is the best. Having all of these, then Christ esteem, knowing that God loves me no matter who I am, what I did in the past, and no amount of failure, of negative emotions, things that I've done in the past can change that. That I can face anyone because Christ esteem makes me bold. The Bible talks about it, be as bold as a lion, but it also makes me humble. That I know I can only do things through Christ esteem who gives me strength. And it also gives me a healthy dose of confidence. Whenever I meet people who are ultra successful, and I'm not just talking about millionaires, I'm talking about multi-millionaires and some billionaires. Imagine if I'm speaking in front of, and I've had those experiences, there were billionaires in the audience. I had experiences like that. It made me feel so tiny. Ano mong binatbat ko sa mga billionaryo? They are millions and millions of times richer than me. But Crisis Team would tell you that they're not special. You are not special. Because in God's eyes, everyone is special. Tao lang din yan. Naliligo din yan. Kumakain din yan. Pumupupo din yan. Siyempre, masa starstruck tayo dun sa mga hinahangaan natin na celebrities, successful people. That's normal. But if you will look at their value as a person, both of you are valuable. You are not less valuable than that person because that person is more successful than you, more famous than you, has millions of followers and you have like 10. No, you're a human being. All of us are human beings. And God loves you for who you are. And God is proud of you for who you are. And if you inculcate that I am extremely valuable because God has given his life to me, Christ is deep, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. That is my personal conviction. I will not push it to you guys, but that is one of my secrets. Why people would ask me, how were you able to achieve what you've achieved? Or how did you become successful? Because Crisis Team has changed my self-concept, my self-confidence, and my self-esteem. Again, this is Jason Law, and you are tuning in to The Unique Life, where we unbox life and the wonders of your unique personality. I'll see you again next week. God bless you. Hey, check out PassionFruitPH.com, our partner here in The Unique Life, Passion Fruit Marketing. So if you have any needs for your marketing or your passion projects, they are the people you should talk to. Want to unbox your full unique personality? You can grab a copy of my books, Unique, Unique Youth, and Uniquely in Love. Find them in my website, jasonlaw.com. That's J-A-Y-S-O-N-L-O. You can also follow me in Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter so that we can keep in touch at Jason Law. See you in the next episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.